Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about overdoing it out there on your pool route, and you can overdo it in various ways, of course. I'm going to go over some ways you can overdo it in business, and also ways you can overdo it in physical activity out on your pool route, and of course, some solutions for this, or some ways to kind of pace yourself, and ways to avoid these typical mistakes. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And of course, we've all seen examples of businesses overdoing it. You probably have a restaurant that opened up in your area, and they go crazy. They have flyers everywhere on your doors. They put flyers in the parking lot on your car when you're parked there. They're advertising. They have signs all over the place on the street. This is probably overdoing it somewhat. You know, they have balloons, open houses, whatever, to get people in there. And to me, I think you're just, in some areas, it's probably not the wisest thing to do. You're over-marketing at that point. And you can do the same thing in your pool service business. Some examples of this are giving free services to get accounts, giving free products to get accounts, maybe offering half off the first month. And a lot of these things are not entirely necessary to do. Sometimes if your area is really competitive, you have to do something to draw the customer to you. But a lot of times, all this effort is kind of wasted, and you have to be really careful. And I think a lot of it has to do with really not knowing your area and how to market to that area. So let me talk a little bit about offering free services to get new clients. I think this is a big misnomer. Yes, when you have a restaurant, you can, of course, offer, you know, if you buy one special, you'll get the second free. That's perfectly fine because what's the cost of a burger and fries and a medium drink? Getting a new customer, it's definitely worth sacrificing that. But in pool service, you're in a service industry. And I think one thing you have to keep in mind is that you're attracting the wrong kind of customer sometimes when you offer 1 month free or, you know, half month free or free whatever, anything that you're giving to someone for free, you're attracting a certain segment of the population that gravitates towards the cheap. And what I mean by this is that a lot of people have this mindset that I got to save money. And if this person's offering me 1 month free, I'm going to hire them and I'm going to just, you know, see how they are. And if I like them, I'm going to chisel the rate down. And I really think that this person will work with me because they're giving a month free. And you see how you set that mentality up in someone's head that your services don't have value when you give them 1 month free. Now, I've done this mistake myself when I first started out. And that was a different era. There was no Google Ads. There was no mass marketing, really. The only advertisement was door flyers. Maybe there were some mailers you could purchase back then, but this is like the dark ages of marketing. And I did offer free service, and I realized that the customers that I did do the free service with were not the premium customers. The ones that called me are the ones that I got by just doing regular word of mouth, you know, advertising or even door flyers without any free promotions. We're much better clients in the long run. They were able to okay repairs on the pool. They were fine with raises in the rate. And the ones that got the free service for 1 month were really not cut of the same mold as the other customers. And it's kind of the thing where you have value in your business. And if you discount things, people will perceive that your business does not have value. It's a weird phenomenon, but it happens everywhere and it happens all the time. And I think the way to avoid that is if you are going to give something, quote unquote, for free, I wouldn't give a month of service for free. I would maybe give the first filter clean for free. That's something that you can, of course, discount. In my area, we charge for filter cleans. And I think that's a perfectly fair discount you can offer. And I think on the flip side of that, for your existing customers, I would definitely offer them maybe a prepaid Visa card for any referrals. So let's say they refer someone to you, you'll give them a $150 Visa card. And I think that's really good. I wouldn't say that if someone refers someone to you, you would give them a month of free service as a token of appreciation. Because then again, you're discounting your business again and giving them something tangible like a $150 prepaid Visa card or $150 Amazon card is something that's going to inspire them that whenever a neighbor is like, yeah, my pool guy is not that great, I'm looking for someone else, right away, they'll be like a ding, ding, ding in their head. And they'll be, I know a guy that will service your pool. And don't take that for granted. I think it's one of those things where if you're marketing, the existing customers you have are probably the best people to get other customers from, you know, friends, family, mother-in-laws, whoever is in the area they'll refer you to. So the free stuff doesn't tend to bring in the best clientele. I wouldn't offer a free automatic cleaner or any real discounts on the actual service that you're doing to their pool. And there may not even be a need for that in your area. So you may be overdoing it by giving these discounts when just by the fact that you exist in your area, you can get accounts. And that's how it is in my area right now. I'm in the San Gabriel Valley of Los Angeles County, and there's so many pools available. It's just crazy. I can't even give a pool. I tried to give a pool out of the area away to somebody and nobody wanted it. It's one of those things where it's area dependent, of course. Some areas are more competitive. It's just like if you wanted to invest in a new truck to impress your clients or you wanted to wrap your truck, really, you know, this my area is all blank. Basically, the trucks in my area don't even have their business name or phone number on there. And I haven't seen a pool truck wrapped in a long time in my area because it's just not one of those areas where that benefits your business. In fact, a lot of times there's just too much business, like I mentioned, and having your number on there attracts people that you don't really want new customers. So, you know, my area, I call it the blank area because we have nothing on our trucks, nothing, no wraps. And you just do pool service. And sometimes people will stop and say, hey, you know, I saw your pool truck. Can you come give me a bid? And that's kind of like where you can't avoid it at that point. But your area may be different. I know parts of Florida, all the trucks are wrapped. Everyone has a newer vehicle. You have your number plastered everywhere. And that's perfectly fine because that's a more competitive area. But in my area, we're not very competitive. And so that's not necessary. And if you spend $3,000 to get your truck wrapped in my area, you're probably wasting your money. You're going to look more professional for sure. But to get customers, I don't think that money was invested wisely. You're not going to garner a lot more customers. You'll look great when you pull up, but that's probably as far as it goes. And it's one of those things where do you want to spend that kind of money or do you need to? I don't think you do, at least in my area. And I mentioned, you know, buying a new truck, and a lot of people overdo it by getting a new vehicle. They get a brand new truck because they want to impress their clients. I guess if you sell real estate, that's more in line with that, but you're basically just doing pool service. So a, you know, a newer used truck is perfectly fine in most cases. There's no need to spend the extra $15,000 or $20,000 for a brand new truck. And you're really not going to impress anyone. And besides that, your truck's going to get ruined pretty quickly. It's hard to avoid dents and dings and things like that. So, it's, you know, my contractor's truck broke down and he was driving his really nice red Chevy. It's like brand new and it's beautiful. And he was so careful that when the employees got out of the back seat, there was plastic on the seats, like the painter plastic they put on everything. I got a kick out of that because he doesn't want to get his personal truck dirty. And so his employees were sitting on plastic. So your new truck is going to get dirty for sure and get dinged and dented. So don't overdo it by using a new vehicle for pool service. It's just not worth it. Now you can overdo it out there in the field also by giving customers free things. I mean, it's nice if you're nice to customers and they need something to give them that. But in most cases, you're going to lose money by doing anything for free out there. And you'll learn quickly that they don't really appreciate your free service as much as you think they do. And I think charging even a service fee for small things, you know, when I fix the rainbow chlorinator, it does take me some time to change out the parts on it. I'll change out the elbow on the bottom. I'll change out the dial on there, which by the way is kind of useless. I've never been able to set the rainbow chlorinator dial to be effective. And then you're changing out the tubing, you're changing out the O-ring on top. Anything you're doing to that, you know, when you do a tune-up on the chlorinator, you just charge them for the parts and do labor for free. I don't think they would really appreciate that. So I charge them for my time. And if it takes 20 minutes, I'll take my hourly rate and kind of divide it and kind of add it in to the cost of the product. And they usually don't notice it too much, but you're getting paid and you're not giving up your time for free. Same thing with a return visit. If they're having a party on the weekend and they want you to come by on a Friday afternoon to make sure the pool looks great, and maybe a Saturday morning even, of course, there's going to be a service charge associated with that. Maybe not the full service call, the $95, but at least charge them for that extra visit. That way they appreciate your work and your service, because people do like paying other people for services. They feel kind of proud that they were able to pay you and they hired you. And I think that is something that is missed when you're giving everything for free. I mean, on the flip side, if you call the plumber because you had a clogged toilet or sink and they fix it and you're like, how much do I owe you? And they're like, oh, no, don't worry about it. It was not a big deal. You feel kind of bad for not paying that person for their work. And that's kind of how the customer feels when you're giving them free service. So I would say, you know, on a psychological level, I wouldn't do it. And then on a business level, I wouldn't do it very often. You know, there's certain times where, you know, you have an elderly couple and they want their pool cleaned for something. You know, that's fine. It's perfectly fine not to charge them. But you don't want to do the Mother Teresa stuff all the time, because then you'll be out of business. I think a lot of times we can overdo it out there also when you're cleaning a pool or maintaining a pool, and you're stressing over something and you're spending so much time and energy on it where the customer doesn't even care, really. I mean, it's something I realized from, you know, from my end of it. I'm like, okay, the pool's not working. I got to get it working. And, you know, this is, there's a, like a stain here and there's some algae here. I really got to treat it. And so you're going through a lot of extra effort. Of course, you don't want to ever leave a customer's pool dirty unless there's something wrong with the system. But at the same time, they don't care as much as you do in a lot of cases. I remember during the windstorms, I was always trying to leave the pools as clean as I could. You know, sometimes you can spend just so much time at a pool. And my rule is to spend no more than 25 minutes at a pool after a Santa Ana wind event. Because if you spend an hour at every pool and you have 16 pools, just do the math. You're not going to be able to finish your day. And then you have four extra pools you put on the next day and you're never going to finish the week. So it's not really worth it. And really, people don't care as much as you think. You have a few customers, the outlier customers that, of course, want their pool spotless after a windstorm. But the majority of customers don't even notice their pool. You know, I've had instances where I've cleaned the pool and it looks really bad still afterwards because it was such a disaster with the windstorm. So I'll just skim the surface and then I'll message a customer and say, oh, you know, your pool was really hit hard and I just barely got the surface clean. I got everything running. I'll come back next week for the bottom. They're like, okay, no problem. You know, they don't even go look at their pool. And so it's one of those things where in our heads, we're thinking, you know, if I don't get this, you know, there's something on the tile here, I got to get it off and the customer's going to notice and complain. I wouldn't worry about it. Now, of course, sometimes customers will point out things to you like, oh, you know, there's some black mold on the tile there. Is there any way you can clean it? And then you clean that. But I wouldn't obsess over the pool. I wouldn't obsess over details, because I'm not saying you don't do a good job, of course, but you have to kind of do it in moderation and you can't go crazy. When you're new to the business, you want everything to be perfect. I understand that. And maybe I'm talking from like an old employee kind of perspective. You've seen those different postings on like the new guy versus the old guy, and you'll see different things that are pretty funny. So I'm kind of an old guy, and I've also realized that customers don't really care as much as we think they do. Like, for instance, there was, you know, I used to always message customers when there's a problem. Hey, there's a problem with your pool. It's a little cloudy today because this wasn't working. And I found that that causes more questions and problems, to where if, let's say, they left it in spa mode all week and the pool's cloudy, I'll correct it, of course, and I'll shock the pool. And then I'll leave and I won't even mention it to the customer, because chances are they're not even going to look at it. And if they do notice it, I'll just explain it to them. But I found that when I overdo it and I'm like explaining everything up front, it causes more confusion and more problems. So some things are left kind of unsaid. Some things, of course, if their motor burned out, you have to let them know. You have, they need a new pump or something like that. But little things, I found that you can overdo it by just giving them too much information. And the same thing when you're bidding a pool. If you're in there and you're like giving them, you know, a 10-minute presentation, you're overdoing it a little bit. Most people just want to know how much it's going to cost, what you're going to do at the pool every week, and if your price is better than the last guy or if they like you better. And that's about it. Just a member of my group, he has a really good business background, and he'll walk into a bid and he'll look at the pool. He won't really say anything. The customer's there. Of course, he'll introduce himself. He'll look at the pool, look at the equipment, no small talk. And then he'll tell the customer his price, which is kind of high for the area. And he'll tell them, you know, this is the price I charge. You're not going to have any problems with your pool. You're not going to have any complaints. And I can start next week. And that sales pitch with his attitude and, of course, his pedigree, he really looks like the business person. And he's projecting this real image of someone who's professional. And usually he gets the bid without really saying more than 20 or 30 words. And I think that is a perfect example of doing it right for the area that he's in. Certain areas are different, of course, but I think you can really talk yourself out of a bid by giving too much information. I once had a bid for one of my rentals. I was going to redo the driveway, and it was an asphalt company. And he was giving me like all the details that I didn't even care about or need to know about asphalt and versus cement. So to me, he was way overdoing it. I just wanted to know how much it was per square foot, and that was it. I didn't care about his comparison between asphalt and cement, the benefits and the drawbacks of cement. I just wanted a bid. And you can overdo it by just talking too much about the pool, what you're going to do, balancing the water. Some customers want to hear all that, but not too many. They have three or four other people they want to see that day or the next day, and they want to just know how much you're going to charge. So just don't overdo it when you're doing your bids. Just give them what they want to hear and then go on your way, because you may not even get that account. So why waste 20 minutes of your time there in the first place? And no, I'm not suggesting you be rude about it or being unprofessional. And I also don't suggest you leave pools dirty and don't clean the pools properly. I just think you don't want to overdo it and overthink it and do way too much. And the free services and the free stuff you offer can be good in some situations, but in most cases I found that it's really ineffective and it just doesn't give your business the sense of value that you want to project onto the customers you're trying to attract by offering the free services. And if you're looking for other podcasts that I have, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then there'll be a drop-down menu of over 1,300 podcasts you can listen to. And if you're interested in my coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.